The latest big-budget thriller from director Tony Scott is a remake of the classic movie The Taking of Pelham 123, which is a reference to a subway line in New York City. Denzel Washington and John Travolta play the leads, and it's Travolta's character who takes subway passengers hostage. Thriller aficionados may wonder how this compares to the 1974 version of the movie. Here's Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan with our review.
Tony Scott is a director who makes the trains run on time. I don't just mean the specific New York City subway cars of his efficient thriller, The Taking of Pelham 123. Scott's always been good at running the metaphorical trains of the action movie world.
Pelham 123 to Rail Control Center, do you read me?
The director starts this subway hostage drama with a rush with John Travolta's evil kidnapper talking to Denzel Washington's subway dispatcher.
I understand, Pelham 123. Who the hell is this?
This is the man who's going to rock the city. This is a man who's going to give the city a run for the money.
Because this is a hostage drama, screenwriter Brian Helgeland had to rely on the tension created by words, specifically the back and forth of ransom negotiations for 19 passengers and crew. So it's a good thing that Travolta and Washington have enough charisma to hold our attention, though their only contact is over an intercom.
Oh, no, you are exactly the guy I want to talk to. Now, I want you to
tell me, what is the going rate for a New York City hostage today?
You think $1 million is too much? I do. I think it's corny.
Now get your calculator out. You got one?
You have a calculator?
Yeah, we got one. I got one.
Okay, good. Add this up. You got $526,315.79.
That's 526,315.79. Now times that by 19.
What do you got?
That comes out to 10 million plus 1 cent.
Oh, that is a deal. Now you call the mayor and you tell him the price. And then you tell him I want $100,100 bills. You got that?
I got it. What about the 1 cent?
Oh, you keep that 1 cent. That's your broker fee.
The third star of this film is the venerable New York City subway system itself. And that's as it should be. The Pelham crew filmed on the subway for 4 weeks, the most extensive shoot there ever. And the result is exceptionally convincing. Pelham has its clunky plot elements and a colossal amount of coincidence. But the film does what a good hostage negotiator does. It distracts us from what's going wrong and pulls us into the story.